Hastings. This is Courtney.
Courtney, hello to you. Do you know who this is?
Is this Mo?
It is.
How are you doing? How are
Courtney,
you doing, Courtney?
We have to let you know you're live on the air.
Okay.
Okay. And Courtney, congratulations on your wedding. And you are a married woman. We didn't know that. And so I want to give you a big shout out. You're now known as Mrs. Janish.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, Dan.
Say, Courtney, we're calling here real quick to find out what the plans for Anytime Fitness are and how this is all affecting you.
Sure. As of 5 p.m. today, we will be closed until March 27th. At best, obviously, that's what we're hoping for. And that's kind of, I guess, what we know as of now. So people are still able to come work out right now, but our doors will be officially locked and people will not be able to use their key fobs to get in starting at 5.
So what goes on behind the scenes while all this is going on?
Lots of phone calls. So you guys are not our first phone call today. There's been lots of phone calls, lots of emails, kind of all that obvious stuff, trying to figure out people's training sessions, all of that fun stuff. And then also trying to just keep people active, even though they won't be able to come to the gym, trying to keep them active while they're at home and away from the gym.
What do you suggest they do? That was another one of our questions.
Sure. Well, I mean, if they're members here, we do have an app called the Anytime Fitness app and an Anytime Workouts app, so they can do workouts at home. Obviously, some people have things at home. Some people don't have things at home. So we're also going to do our best to try and post things to our social media pages as far as different workouts for people to do with very little equipment. So we're hoping to kind of have some stuff put together. Obviously, that's kind of on the back burner right now. We're trying to figure out everything else first. But eventually, hopefully, we'll have some stuff put together for that as well.
Courtney, what else can you tell people? What's the mood been like there?
I don't know. I guess it's been slower. There haven't been too many people, obviously, coming in. Just a lot of people that are scared.
Right. And exercise certainly can help relieve some of that stress and that anxiety. So I would assume you want people to keep moving.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, trying your best to, at least it's kind of starting to warm up, too. So maybe people can obviously go for walks and stuff like that and just do their best to stay active, as well as trying to stay away from lots of people and big gatherings.
So what are you going to do when the gym is closed?
That's a good question. For now, I guess just keep trying to figure everything out as far as our end, and then I'll probably be participating in at-home workouts as well, just like everybody else, going for lots of walks.
Okay.
Courtney, thanks for talking to us.
No problem.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Good luck to you guys as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there we go. We've covered a lot of the people today.